this place, and I gotta find her.
It's New Country 93.5. Okay, another Reddit trend. It is your favorite unwritten rule that more people need to hear. Stuff like, if you show somebody a picture on your phone, don't start swiping.
You can't. Oh my gosh, okay. Do not. That's rude.
We'll tell you why, exactly why you should not do that on Sasha's phone. Okay, because there's a certain a collection of photos, if you will, that are kind of out of bounds.
Yeah. Delete those.
Those are coming up.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. Cause there's guys that can't communicate, that aren't looking for a heart to break. Always thought, hell no, no way. And then, oh my God, he walked in like a 6-2 dream, heaven sent. He says what he means, and he means what he says. And he's funny, and he's smart, and he's good. About that, am I okay? I think I'm okay.
Alexa always knows how to find us. Alexa, play New Country 93.5 Toronto.
We were the wild and the free and the wind. We were the backseat leaning in. We were the running wide open in the headlights. Hearts on fire in the midnight. We were the slow and the dance in the dust. Jack and Diane with the radio up. We were living the line about loving and learning to fall and to fly in that summertime thing. We were the song on the radio playing. We were the words the singer was singing. Yeah, we were the oh, we were the hey, that made you want to sing along. We were that song.
time of rain. We were the lonesome, like a train. We were the let go, we were the heartbroken. We didn't know that it would end this way. We were there almost, yeah, but not quite. We were the steel guitars to cry the line about loving and leaving and lonely in the might have been, the might have been. We were the song on the radio playing. We were the words the singer was singing, yeah. We were the oh, we were the hey that made you want to sing along. And I had to call. We were the feeling that you can't shake off. That I was a fool and you were the one. How did I ever let you get so gone? We were the song on the radio playing. We were the words the singer was singing. Yeah, we were the oh, we were the hey that made you wanna sing along.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. Your unwritten rule that you tell people all the time. There's an unwritten rule for me. My unwritten rule is I always hold the door.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to be that guy that going into the mall just the other day. And where it backfires is that when you're opening the door, and I don't know if you know where Sport Check is, but The buses drop everybody off like almost immediately right there, I think, real close.
Okay.
So everybody was coming off a bus and they're just coming in. And I was standing there, keeping that door open, just waiting.
Yeah.
Come on in. Well, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Come on in. Welcome to the mall.
You can very much get stuck holding the door open. That's happened to me before too. And then you don't really know what the appropriate gap is.
Yeah.
So like, oh, there's enough of a space between people where I can just enter the store.
I usually wait until there's a mom with two kids in a stroller. That's when I leave.
And you shut the door and lock it behind
that's
you.
That's when I'm like, you know, this is my break.
Yeah, good luck, lady.
Yeah. It doesn't look like you need any help. You're going to be fine. Get one of your kids to hold the door.
Yeah. Like that'll teach them a good lesson.
Push them in front and where, you know, it's kind of like a door stopper.
Yeah.
The door will hit the kid and the door won't automatically all the way close. So you're going to be okay. You got another kid and one in the stroller, so you can spare one. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, just to make sure the sensors are working on those automatic doors. Sure.
So, but yeah, I caught myself there for an exorbitant amount of time because I was, you know, my own written rules. Hey. You got to open that door.
Yeah, and you stick by that.
I know. Wow. And you're right. It's a great social experiment to see how long it will take for somebody to take the door from you.
I know. You do kind of hope that someone eventually be like, no, I got it. You go do your thing.
But when, you know, particularly I think when you get off a bus, it's, you know, all strangers. Like there's not one, you know, major group that says, okay, well, I'll do it for the group. You know what I mean?
No, I totally agree with you. So yeah, nobody knows each other, so you're just going about your business.
So just so you know, that's one of the downfalls of doing that. Just, you know, you might be there for a minute.
Yeah, word to the wise.
Yeah, but that's an unwritten rule. Okay, Todd, what's yours?
I love to just say hello to whoever's walking by me anytime. Just hi, like not obviously if you're not walking by 1,000 people, if it's only one or two people coming at me, I'll always say hello.
Yeah, that's good.
Or good morning or good evening, whatever. And just, it's funny watching some people feel so awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that guy. I don't know. It's just a thing for me. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. And you can kind of see the wheels turning where they're like, oh my gosh, totally. Is that someone that I know?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that actually.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. And then they're talking. Do you know that guy?
No. I've never seen him in my life before.
Yeah. No. It's
what a weirdo.
That's my thing. Yeah. I love it.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
A lot of Toronto workplaces proudly claim to be pet-friendly. Some even have mascots. But here at New Country, we went full farm and brought in everyone's favorite billionaire bovine, the interrupting cash cow. What she might lack in professionalism in the office environment, she more than makes up for with her social strategy, bulldozing her way into songs and making it rain moolah. When you hear the interrupting cash cow cut into one of your favorite country songs, call 416-872-2935. For a sneak peek at what song she's grazing towards today, swing by newcountry935.com. The interrupting cash cow. Part cash, part cow, all chaos. New Country 93.5.
You ready for instant torque? Seamless acceleration? Because Toyota's all-new fully electric vehicle has arrived at Toyota on the Park. And all you do is get in and go. Electrify your driving experience in the fully electric 2025 Toyota BZ4X. Visit Toyota on the Park to take it for a test drive and pre-order your own today. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Sunweek, we could be sun winning?
Yeah!
While you workshop that, Sunwink Sunweek starts May 26th. Get the dates from your local travel advisor or at...
Jackpot City is the home of all things casino. There's just one house rule: to create the perfect online casino for you. We've built a world-class lineup of classic casino games, such as roulette and blackjack, and crafted a virtual range of the best slots, including Atlantean treasures. Everything's online. Everything's ready. Everything's for you. So whenever you're feeling playful, head to Jackpot City, and you'll be endlessly entertained. Jackpot City. Casino games perfectly made for you.
Must be 19 plus. Ontario residents only. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Visit ConnectsOntario.ca.
With Food Basics deals like a 4-pack of Nestle drumsticks or 1.5-liter real dairy ice cream for just $4.98 each, you'll be saying, wowza! Only until May 28th. Shop in-store and online. Food Basics. Always more for less.
Saturday and Sunday, they've got something big in store at your Rona. They pay the taxes when you spend $100 or more. Now that is big. Whether you're doing quick updates or starting a bigger home improvement project, Rona has got you covered. Find everything you need from painting to flooring to decking items. So don't miss out. Stop by Rona until Sunday because they're paying the taxes for you when you spend $100 or more. Talk about a big deal. Regular price items only. Certain conditions apply.
Tariffs, exchange rates, cash flow. In the face of the current storm, Canadian entrepreneurs need to forge ahead. And BDC, the Business Development Bank of Canada, is with you every step of the way with strategic advice and financing solutions adapted to your reality. It's time to take action, to tackle the uncertainty, and to come out stronger. Together, let's keep moving forward. BDC, financing, advising, know-how.
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. Now I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. You live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your
so fast I feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
New Country, 93.5. Unwritten rules. This is something that it's your favorite unwritten rule that people around you need to know. Sometimes the best thing to say is nothing at all.
Mm.
It's a great unwritten rule.
Yes.
Okay. I hold doors open. That's my unwritten rule.
And I don't like when people cut donuts in half in the workplace when people bring in treats.
That's an unwritten rule. You're not allowed to do that. And by the way, that last one is gaining some traction.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm right.
Okay. So unwritten rules coming up.
Mexico town, and I come home to a lonesome sound, where you can hear a pin drop in between the tick-tock, till I lay my head down. Right around midnight, I can hear a whisper, baby, I ain't tired. Sometimes I sleep out on the couch, leave on the TV and try to drown it out. Sometimes I pour myself a drink, let it burn my lips just like her kiss. She was lying next to me. Right around midnight, I can hear a whisper, baby, I ain't tired. Come a little closer and keep me
New music plays now.
Hey, this is Sam Hunt. Here's Country House. Feeling the pull back towards a simple life like the one that I grew up with, especially hoping to give that experience to my kids.
On New Country.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door. Chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Down a little dirt road out here. Somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off. Swimming in an old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house. In a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you. Like his daddy did, oh. Drying all the clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off. Swimming in an old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house. In a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the middle of it out in the middle of the country. In a country house with you.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. So we're asking you your unwritten rule. It's a Reddit thread. My unwritten rule is basically holding doors. I mean, I have a few of them, but that's, you know, that's the one that bubbled up.
You know what happened in our office yesterday that I think is an unwritten rule is when we bring in like donuts or cookies, what have you.
Mm.
Why do people break them in half or cut them in half?
Because they can't eat the whole thing.
No. Take the whole thing.
Why?
Eat half of it. Bring the rest home or something.
Bring it home?
It's just weird to like
cut up.
No.
Yeah, you cut it up and then so somebody else who doesn't want a full one can have it.
I don't share. I think that's silly.
You don't like to share?
Well, and then when, depending on what the pastry is,
yeah.
In order to cut it in half, you do kind of have to like get your hands on it, right?
Or you could use, I don't know, utensils.
Yeah, but you still have to hold it.
With a utensil and a fork. Yeah, like if you were cutting meat.
No, still not.
Hey,
come on, just take the whole thing.
Wow.
Like, I don't understand why it's such a hard concept. Just take the whole thing.
Okay, so again, word to the wise again. If you're sharing anything with Satch, just take the whole thing.
Take the whole thing.
Don't ever think about anybody else. Just take it.
Just take it. Take it all for you.
And then when if you're not finished it, throw it away.
No. Take it home.
Well, they don't want to take it home. It's too much.
Well, someone else will eat it in their home.
Absolutely.
Or have a quick conversation with other people in the office and be like, hey, if I only have half of this, will you have the other one? Don't just leave it. No.
Say a quick conversation. Hey, everybody, come here.
Gather.
Okay, we got donuts here. We got to get, I made a chart of the donuts, the big ones that are halfers, and those are up for availability right now.
See, how hard is that?
Yeah, no, you're right. That's perfectly.
Everyone will love you in the office.
Yes. Oh, perfectly easy to do. You're right. Unwritten rule. No cutting donuts in half.
Don't. Just take the whole thing.
Okay.
It's not hard.
JoJo, unwritten rule. What is that?
Treat everybody with some respect.
Got that?
Yeah, that's a
good
one.
Got that? Yeah. When you are talking to somebody, unwritten rule is you should put your phone away.
Yes.
Yes, agreed.
Be part of the conversation. Like, be in tune with life.
Yes. If somebody, JoJo, asks me what time it is, I look at my watch and I say, the time is now.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
A lot of people just look at their phone and go, oh, it's...
Yeah, time. No.
You can't do anything without that thing.
The time is now.
That's so unhelpful.
What do you mean? That's exactly what it is. Because, listen, this is the only time we're going to have is now.
Some people actually need to know what time it is, though.
Well, they better not be asking me.
Because it is now.
No, because the time is now.
Okay.
Okay. We'll give them that one.
All right. JoJo, you're the best. You are the best.
Have a great day, guys.
You
too.
Thanks,
JoJo.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. This day and time that's hard to find is true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate it, we both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. It's just that simple, S-I-N-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's just that simple.
For listening to the Casey Clark Show, New Country 93.5.
Do you fall out of sleep? Or does
doesn't take you a minute. If you had a dream, am I still the one in it? Did you find a guy with that southern drawl? A boy from a city or nobody at all? Somebody said at the bar last night you were crying in the bathroom. And I know that it's 2:05, but I just gotta ask you, yeah. Are you out with your friends like I'm out with mine? Trying to pretend that you had a good time. Do you hide it behind your glass of wine like I do this whiskey? How do you miss me? Girl, are you tired? Ask how I've been. Try by the text, but you don't hit send. Is it now and then, or is it right now? I know that you do, I just gotta know how.
Clark Show.
Thanks to Monte Carlo Inns, proudly Canadian, with locations throughout southern Ontario. Visit MonteCarloInns.com.
Sometimes the destination is as important as the journey. Book the best hotels around the world and save at Viaggio.com. With thousands of hotels to choose from, Viaggio.com is the new booking engine that saves you money. Your next vacation is just a click away. Venice, Paris, Las Vegas, Cancun. Where do you want to go? Viaggio. Viaggio. Viaggio.com.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West, and OakvilleInfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
So you're employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
There are very few things that you can be certain of in life, but you can always be sure the sun will rise each morning. You can bet your bottom dollar that you'll always need air to breathe and water to drink. And, of course, you can rest assured that with Public Mobile's 5G subscription phone plans, you'll pay the same thing every month. With all of the mysteries that life has to offer, a few certainties can really go a long way. Subscribe today for the peace of mind you've been searching for. Public Mobile. Different is calling.
Real Canadian Superstore is calling for sizzling bites. Sink your teeth into our new PC Halifax-inspired Dornair beef burgers, only $12 a pack, and made with delicious Canadian beef. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
At Reliance Home Comfort, we treat you the way we want to be treated. Not in the spa day, cucumbers on the eyelids kind of way. More in the saving you time by calling ahead and saving you money by offering a heat pump for less than the price of an air conditioner kind of way. It's how we've earned over 150,000 five-star reviews. So, to get a heat pump for less than an air conditioner, call on the team proudly serving Canadian communities for over 60 years.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJFM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Some people say we're herb obsessed, and that's not something to sneeze at. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm, Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, including our allergy relief solutions to help address the root cause of allergies while targeting symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and watery eyes. Using organic herbs to help every Canadian family as nature intended. Find us at your local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Come on, it's time to play. From hundreds of slots.
Come on.
To betting on the biggest games in sports.
Come on.
To all your favorite casino games.
Come on.
We are shouting come on at comeon.com, Ontario's online casino and sportsbook. From live tables to your favorite sporting events and exclusive slots, it's waiting for you at comeon.com. Ontario only, must be 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Game on. Play on. Come on.
Come on!
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure paint it. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down on dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said. River rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said.
my country.
Not just a radio station, a lifestyle.
My Country Station.
New Country 93.5.
Up in your head instead of hitting the clouds. Just a bit of rain got you feeling like you're drowning. Don't worry, brother, I got you covered. It's just one boot in front of the other. 'Cause I'm only two rows down. So come on by, you know I'll be around. Let's make it right when the world gets you down and you just need a breath. What you say?
Let's raise a mail for heaven's sake, 'cause I'm only one beer away.
New Country 93.5. If you just popped in, an unwritten rule for Sash is that if you're at the office and somebody brings in donuts, don't you dare cut one in half and leave one for other people, like the other half for other people. You got to take it all. If you're not taking it all, you should not have donuts at all.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't, I honestly do not see any way other than just take the whole donut. Like, no one can explain to me otherwise that it makes sense to everyone.
I only want half.
Then just take the whole thing.
What am I going to do with the other half?
Bring it home.
No, I'm not. At the start of the day, I'm going to wait to bring the entire half of the donut. Where am I going to put it?
You just keep it at your desk.
A donut is going to be at your desk.
Put it in the fridge.
All day.
All day.
Wow.
Maybe bring a Ziploc bag to work, anticipating that you're going to bring home half a donut.
Is that what we're doing now? We're going to get all that ready to go?
Why leave half? It's just, you're being so like scavenger about it. It's weird. I don't like it.
Stephanie says, I cut donuts in half because I shouldn't be having donuts to begin with. But I want some, so I don't want the whole thing. I get it. It's a mind trick that Stephanie's doing with herself. And listen, mad props for that.
Yeah, no, I understand too that it makes you feel better that you're not eating the whole donut.
That's just it. That's the whole genesis of it all.
Yeah.
is I don't want it.
Okay, don't eat all of it.
I'm going to cut it in half and leave it. And you're like, and you lose it.
I lose it.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Wow.
And you can't convince me otherwise.
No, I know. No. This was just more of a social experiment here.
No, I'm upset.
The cutting donut. I can't believe how many people just were flabbergasted by that.
Just eat the whole thing.
You heard it. Listen, if you're having donuts with Sasha, you better eat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or take it home, because it's going to be super fresh when you get there.
In your little Ziploc baggie,
yeah, it's going to be super fresh at 5:30 in the afternoon where you want that other half of the donut.
A long way from Waylon and Willie. This is New Country. This is New Country 93.5.
Gone down since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keep been better company lately. I'm doing all right. Shape I'm in.
fires ain't keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide double grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
Thanks for hanging out tonight with the Casey Clark Show on New Country 93.5.
It's New Country 93.5. I'm not sure how we got onto the topic of longest work friend, but hey, here we are now.
Well, I just find that nowadays, especially people going from job to job, not that it's a bad thing, but you kind of lose those lifelong friendships because you're not staying at the same job for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
You know what's sad? I just thought about that when you said that.
What?
I've had I've worked for two different outlets.
That's not sad at all. Good for you.
In the last, 16 plus 12? That's 28 years. Two.
That's not sad. That's okay.
Okay, but I have no friends out of those two.
Oh, that's sad.
Isn't it?
That's really sad.
Isn't that crazy?
Also, excuse me.
What am I doing? No.
Friend.
No, I'm your friend. Yeah, I'm your friend too.
Oh, good.
We're friends.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay. Longest work friend coming up.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove.
Wake you up every morning on your smart speaker. And you won't even have to ask. New Country 93.5.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour, only hour, all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that rear. If I could go back, I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right, yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. And if you miss any of this little program, don't worry. Oh, we got you covered. We put everything together in a little podcasty form wherever you do your podcasty things.
Yeah, it's company on demand. So whenever it works for you to have a listen, it's all about you and your convenience and your time. You can find the podcast. Just search The Casey Clark Show through Apple and Spotify.
Interesting, if you go to work right now and you look around and somebody asks you, so who's the longest friend you have at work? And you can look at that two different ways. Maybe your longest friend that you've met at work, you're still in contact, mm-hmm. but you don't work with them anymore. Or somebody at work right now that you work with all the time.
Yeah, I was just thinking of my parents. And you know what? They taught in the same school district for basically their entire careers, about 30 plus years for both of them. And they met a lot of wonderful mm-hmm. friends and colleagues that I even know to this day, and spent a lot of time with them, maybe played, you know, soccer or golf right, with yeah. these teacher friends too. And I just think, like, I don't have that, and I don't know if a lot of the younger generations do, because we're kind of getting accustomed to jumping from job yeah. to job now. Not that that's a bad thing necessarily, but we're not having those lifelong relationships and friendships in the workplace anymore.
Sidebar, was it weird growing up that your parents' friends were also teachers, and then you would